Farm groups say the labor shortage has been building for decades, leaving producers struggling to find enough workers to plant, tend, and harvest crops. Lawmakers have attempted reforms before, but so far, none have crossed the finish line. According to House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson,
we have drafted a bill. We have finished, I think we finished with technical assistance from the Department of Labor. And our next step is putting it out for discussion draft.
The new proposal is expected to make it easier for farmers to apply for and hire legal workers by streamlining the application process. It would also expand access to year-round labor, a key need for dairy, livestock, and specialty crop producers who don't operate on a seasonal schedule.
A couple weeks, 3 weeks, month at the most, and then we'll be introducing that bill. And I think it's going to be a great bipartisan bill. I think it's going to be one that perhaps breaks this whole foreign worker gridlock.
In addition, the legislation would include stronger protections for migrant workers, especially during extreme heat and dangerous weather conditions. Supporters say the goal is to provide stability for both farmers and workers while helping ensure a reliable food supply.
It's not about citizenship. This is about reliable workforce. This is about food security.
Congress is expected to begin debating the measure later this year. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen. Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.